I'm going to draw my tip for the day from the forums again. I'm really getting into the BOAG World Forum at the moment, and I'm meeting lots of great people in there, so I thought I'd use it as inspiration for the audio booths. Quite hard coming up with one of these every day. Today's is from Tony, who is a developer who is looking to better improve his design skills in terms of layout, interpreting client briefs, using Photoshop, Fireworks, understanding design, basically. And of course, this is useful as a tip, not just for developers, but also website owners, because when a website is handed across to you, it's then down to you to kind of maintain it and develop it over time. And you're not always necessarily going back to the designer to do that. So how do you learn? Where do you get good ideas? What recommendations can I give you in terms of where to look? Well, in terms of using tools, there are loads of great Photoshop tutorials, Fireworks tutorials and stuff like that. Good place to start, I think, is lynda.com, because that has some great video tutorials where you can just sit down and watch to your heart's content as much as you want. But just being able to use Photoshop, a designer does not you make. Sound like Yoda, don't I? What you need to understand is the principles and basics of design. Things like layout, typography, white space, grids, all of that kind of stuff. Color theory. So where do you start for that? Well, I've got two books I'd like to recommend you. First is Jason Beard's book, The Principles of Beautiful Web Design, produced by SitePoint. And that goes through those key areas that I just mentioned, in terms of typography, layout, and that kind of thing. It's a brilliant book. It's a really good starter's book, and I highly recommend it. It will cover layout and composition, colour, texture, typography, and imagery. So check that one out over at SitePoint or on Amazon. The second one I want to mention to you is Mark Bolton's ebook, which is a practical guide to designing for the web. It's kind of looking at the basics of graphic design. So we're talking about graphic design techniques here rather than specifically web techniques, but those graphic design techniques in terms of modern web design and how they relate to one another. And again, that would be a very useful book for you to understand the basics of design and design and composition and that kind of thing. I think a lot of people think that design is an innate natural ability that people either have or they don't. And yeah, sure, like everything else, some people are more naturally talented at it than others. But I think you can certainly learn a lot and learn enough to be able to do decent design and not screw up all the hard work your designer has done on your site. Okay, hopefully that's a useful tip for the day. And get out there and learn how to design.